A tournament unlike any other. It's what we look forward to. A feeling of like you're part of the tournament yourself. The towering pines and white sand. Something that shouldn't be together, but yet it's perfect. I'm talking about the Masters, Trevor.
Yes, you are.
Man, I should be Jim Nance. The Super Bowl of golf, except it doesn't have to move venues. Because we know, I mean, it's the best course in the world, South Georgia. Augusta National, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We have a lot to cover, Trevor.
Yes, we do.
I understand it's been the last time I always spoke, but I feel like just covering the Masters, I feel like we always cover it on lunchtime here.
You know, Chris, our friendship, it really, the big basis is golf. You know, yeah. We golfed together. You know, that's really what our first conversations were about, was golf in high school. So this is a real special topic because it's just a really big passion that both of us have for you. So I'm really excited to talk about it.
I think this is the only thing that we've actually talked about twice.
Yes.
We have definitely like covered like our favorites and how much we love.
Yes.
The Masters. We'll be getting into a lot. We're talking about live golfers, longer holes, Tiger, young golfers. I'm just so excited.
I have a lot of theories on how this Masters is going to go as well, with the exception of live golfers and PGA golfers.
So. I know.
Definitely a topic that we're going to have to discuss.
So first, we will go into our favorite holes. What holes we think the pros will actually struggle with this year. Some PGA, live golf rankings. Our favorites for the tournament, the underdogs. You know, how live golfers will interact with the PGA golfers. Our favorite Masters memory. I'm excited to hear yours. And then lastly, if you were invited to the Masters for the Queen and Bell argument, what would you wear?
That's going to be good. Oh, we should also add to this, what would your meal be if you win the Masters as well?
Oh, like a dinner meal?
Like the dinner menu that you would have to make. Nice. That's something that I've given a lot of thought to, and I would love to express it.
Okay, Trevor, do you want to go first or for your favorite hole, or do you want me to go first?
So before, I just want a little bit of clarification. Are we talking about this year's current Masters layout, or do you want to talk about past Masters layout?
Current, but it's been fairly similar throughout the years.
It has. Yeah, but I think definitely the hardest hole in the Masters is Pink Dogwood, you know, hole number two. You know, you get a nice par four to begin with, but then hole number two, you have a par five, 575-yard hole. So, I mean,
Are you messing with me?
I'm not messing with you.
Pink Dogwood is the easiest hole in the Masters.
I disagree with that. I know it's pretty straight. I know it's pretty clear, but I feel like it's giving you that much pressure right when you start. And I know a lot of golfers will get the birdie. That's a birdie hole for a lot of them. But I think for myself, if I was to get on number two after I parred out hole one, I'd be in so much pressure.
Yeah. Okay. See, for me, hole one.
Definitely.
I think that is, it's very hard. It's uphill and it's a kind of a dogleg right a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's harder, definitely harder than two. See, hole two is one of the only holes where I think I would actually be able to score on the Masters.
You think so? You think you could a birdie a hole two?
Yes.
Okay.
A birdie or definitely par. So wide open fairway. I play a draw. I don't know. Some people think it's easy. Some people think it's hard. But, I'm down these rabbit holes, and John Rahm's talking about, you know, this is probably the only hole on the first six or seven where you're thinking you have to make birdie.
Yes.
You'll give up ground to the field. You know, if the tee up is right, you know, if the wind is to the right, you know, he can carry that, you know, that fairway bunker, which definitely makes that, that hole a lot easier. But yeah, I can understand where, I mean, God, the trees are just so tall.
It's really unreal. I don't understand. They put steroids in these things or what? I mean,
it's a tree lined course,
but
it's not like normal tree like lined. They're huge.
Yeah. But I do want to add, you know, I think one of the hardest holes is Holly, number 18,
because
it's the last hole of the round. You know, if you're telling me you're on day four, it's Sunday and, you know, you're playing against whomever and you get to hole 18, that's legit. That's probably becomes one of the hardest courses in all of golf.
I want to talk about how claustrophobic number 18 that driving shot is. I mean,
it's tight.
Those trees are right on you, and you got these fans like on your shoulders watching you hit this ball. You know, especially if you're in contention, like to win.
Yeah,
I can't imagine the pressure that would be.
No, the 18's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to separate the boys from the men. I mean, right. But that again, you know, if you can par on an 18, I consider you as, you know, an elite golfer, regardless.
Yeah. So yeah. For my next, okay, so White Dog with number 11, you know, Amen Corner.
Yeah.
Not only is it the hardest, but the golfers know it as well. You know, you're coming up to a par 4 that's 520 yards.
Yeah.
You got trees in the middle of the fairway, yep. Water on the left of, you know, you can't miss left to the green because it's water. You can't miss right because it's a trap. And everyone struggles. Only 10 birdies last year were actually scored.
Now that's 11. A stat. That's a stat.
So listen to this, 10 birdies, then 96 bogeys.
96 bogeys.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so there's actually more double bogey and triple bogeys than birdies last year on number 11.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Chris with the stats.
It's a really hard hole. It's also one of my favorites.
It is one of my favorites to watch.
Yeah. And then, my overall favorite, it's kind of like the classic Masters holes. This isn't, I wouldn't say this is a hard hole, but the Azalea, number 13.
My gosh, it's beautiful.
It's a par 5. And if you got a big hitter, whoa.
Nice.
Big nice. Hitter, like Bryson.
Love Bryson.
Brooks, you know.
Yeah.
They can, the only thing is that it's hard to get on and two. On 13, because there's that water in front of the green, but it is so beautiful with the bridge and the flowers. Oh.
And I think the same thing about Golden Bell, hole 12. When the sun hits it at the right angle, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm sure you and I could agree that Augusta is the pinnacle of golf courses in terms of beauty, rigor, like how hard it is. You know, it's
Well, it favors the long ball for sure.
Absolutely. So my boy Bryson's going to do pretty good. This is his kind of course.
Well, we'll see what the LIV golfers
Bryson's not winning. No shot.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for any LIV golfers to win.
Because their courses have been, you know, easy.
Yeah. We'll get more into
we'll
that.
We'll get in. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
And then my last favorite hole, definitely not hard. I mean, Trevor, I think you could birdie this hole. Is it Redbud 16? They get a lot of hole-in-ones, you know, where the ridge goes down.
That's where Tiger had his big shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I could too, to be quite honest with you.
Right.
The chip shot.
Definitely. 56 birdies. That's just okay. But 173 pars. That's a lot of pars.
That is a lot of pars.
For the spread of the players, so. Any more holes you want to get into, Trevor? I got all the holes in front of me right now if you want to talk about them.
No, I do as well. I mean, looking at these pictures that, like, the Masters website they put up, it just blows my mind that, you know, this is truly an art, you know, the groundskeeping. And I really appreciate the art that they do, the groundskeepers and everything, how they keep it all nice and pretty. I mean, they don't get enough credit in my book because they really do a good job. It's one of my dreams just to visit the course of Augusta just because it's such an iconic course and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I went when I was a kid, but I don't remember a whole lot.
You got to go when you're older and you can, you know, have a couple beers, play some golf. You know, it'd be really, really
– play some golf.
It'd be it's a bucket list kind of thing. It really is.
Yeah. No, you won't be able to play golf at the Masters. Maybe a course around there.
Yeah, I'll play. I'm not going to play the match. I just want to play on the course in general.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's a bucket list thing.
Definitely.
Definitely. But other than that, I'm all good on courses.
Mm. Yeah. I kind of want to get into some rankings. I'm interested in how this shapes up.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So I got kind of the spread here. This is the ESPN, so I don't know if this is the these exact right on the date, but so we got Scheffler at the one.
Yeah.
McIlroy, Rahm.
What'd you say? McIlroy. It's McIlroy.
McIlroy, yeah.
You're saying McIlroy?
Rory, yeah.
Okay, got it.
John Rahm, Cantley, Smith, Max Homa, Alexander Scheffler. Oh, yeah.
Just Xander. Just Xander.
Zalatoris, Victor Hovland, Burns, Thomas, Morikawa, Finau, and then Fitzpatrick coming up in the 15 spot.
Yeah, no, the PGA is still, you know, they lost a lot of guys, but they still have retained a lot of guys. Yeah. As well.
So
those top 25 are pretty legit.
Just from that group alone, from the PGA group, who do you like out of that 15?
I like a lot, to be quite honest with you, but I love Will Zalatoris. Colin Morikawa is my favorite golfer right now.
No, not Rory anymore?
No. Rory's been kind of a chode lately, so I cast him out. Some of his interviews have just been kind of snotty and kind of – he's kind of a dick to LIV, and I understand why. But you know what? I'm all for LIV. I like the change, but yeah. I'm just not a big fan of Rory right now. And Scottie Scheffler, I mean, he's probably the nicest guy in golf.
And he's also the hottest guy in golf right now.
Yeah. He's got the hottest. So yeah. – and, oh, my gosh, what's his name? He's not in the 25. He was in the Full Swing documentary. He – he's from Idaho or Washington or whatever like that. Bigger dude, pretty new to the tour. Hasn't won anything yet.
I don't – oh, Finau?
No, not Finau. He was the one who had testicular cancer, has the wife, and they were going, like, baby shopping.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, my gosh. What is his name? I'm going to look it up.
That's all right.
Anyways, I think he's going to do good, whatever his name is.
So, obviously, it favors a long ball, so – right now, I have John Rahm for my favorite from the PGA.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
That's pretty fair. His putter's just okay.
His putts are what's going to make or break him at the tournament.
I mean, because his drives are insane. My God.
And again, you mentioned this earlier. It's a long ball course. So if you've got a good drive, your odds are very good.
I mean, if that ball lands in the fairway, it's like a putting green. It rolls. Unfortunately, oh man, what is his name? What is that? C. Smith? God, what's his name? Cameron Smith?
Yeah, Cameron Smith.
Oh, I somehow, yeah, he's going to do good, but I'm not a fan. So yeah, I got Scheffler, Rahm, and Smith for my my favorites right now for the Masters. At least, you know, being top 10.
Yeah. I figured out the guy's name is Joel Damon.
Okay.
I think he's very inconsistent, which is his only problem. But if he's on for 2 out of the 4 days, he will probably make it to Sunday.
Yeah.
Or at least 2 out of the 3. He just has to be consistent. He gets into his head a lot, and that's what kills him. But I do like his swing a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want to put that out there.
So I want to get into the LIV rankings, but it's more of my rankings. Because I've been looking at the website and it's not really. This is mine. I was like, who I think actually has a chance at winning the Masters.
Yes.
So so here we go. So I got I got Paul Casey, DeChambeau, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Kevin Na, Louis Oosthuizen, and Patrick Reed. Those are
so you have all of LIV. Basically winning.
I mean, I don't have Phil Mickelson in there. I don't think he's going to win it. So
hell no. All 48 of them.
I know there's a ton of LIV golfers that I don't have in this list. So
yeah.
Brooks Koepka is hot. In the last two tournaments, he was 10 under or more. He won the Orlando tournament. I think he was 18 under.
Okay.
So he's coming in with the hot club. Hopefully he can get his mind right.
You know, you and I both know that his mind is his biggest enemy, and that's what kills him.
I know. It's brutal.
If he has one bad day, he's done with the Masters. He's just going to shut down.
Yeah. Paul Casey, he's always in the, you know, in the top 15 every year.
Yeah.
I
want to talk about Abraham Ancer, because I have him as my number one from LIV.
Okay.
So what makes you think that he's going to take it this year?
Well, and he's also worked on his drive too. He's been driving the ball a little further. But to be honest, he just has performed well in the PGA. I couldn't really tell you a whole lot about him.
Well, I know he's from Mexico, and he's a fairly young player. Sergio Garcia is basically like mentoring him. Mm-hmm. Something that, you know, I read saw an interview, and I think this kid is just, you know, very good, and I like what he's doing. Yeah, yeah. I'm a fan of him because he did not do good last year in the PGA. He played like crap. So that he went to Live, you know, hoping that he could come out, you know, on top and come out. And you know what? He has been. So I think he's on a roll, and I think he's got some good momentum into the Masters.
Yeah. So he has 3 appearances at the Masters, made the cut twice. His best finish was 13, and that was in 2020. That's pretty good.
No, I mean, I think he's really going to come in hot.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just looking at some stuff on him.
How do you think DJ is going to do?
Oh, of course he's going to, you know, he's a long ball hitter as well. Obviously there's a lot of holes where his fade does not play as well as some others. But he's so solid. It's hard to say that he's not going to be top 10.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of good golfers out there, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows if he'll make it? He's a great golfer, no doubt in my mind. But he's getting up there in age too.
And he's also a Masters winner. That always helps. I also want to talk about Brooks Koepka a little more. Low round at the Masters, 66. That's very. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
Just showing that he can shoot 66 at the Masters, and that's crazy. So he obviously has, you know, what it takes to win. He's got to come ready. Maybe spend a little more time on the range, not 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, he's really got to dial it in.
Yeah.
But he knows that.
Yeah. Kevin Na, I like him. Got a good swing. Louis, Oosthuizen, you know, mini Shrek. He's always good too. But most of all, I want to see if even these LIV or LIV golfers have what it takes. Like, they haven't been playing the same courses.
This is the test. Like, it's like unwritten, but like, this is LIV versus the Masters, because if you think about it, I mean, come on.
The spotlight's going to be on them, and this is going to show, well, maybe the LIV golfers are like, wait a minute, I'm nowhere near as good as I was. You know, maybe I need to go back to the PGA or something like that. I bet LIV golf is freaking out a little bit.
Because they're on the hot seat right now. Because, you know, this is the PGA tournament. And this is the only time that LIV golfers
are. It's not. It's not a PGA tournament.
This is not. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. This is a Masters tournament, which is different. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I definitely think that because LIV, again, like I said, LIV is in the hot seat, and all these golfers are coming back to play with their former, I don't even want to call them teammates, but, you know, teammates. You know, they're coming back. They're going to play against other PGA players. The pressure's on the golfers, and the pressure's on the league as well. I'm really excited to see.
I'm excited to like see what like the handshakes. And the anxiety or drama in the locker room or the clubhouse, like, oh, you're quitting the PGA. I'm excited to see the drama a little bit too.
Oh, definitely. I think tensions are going to be high. It's the Masters, and you know, you either love LIV or you hate LIV.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's really going to be a lot. And you know, I was thinking the other day that, you know, what if like they had the Master or PGA players wear something that said PGA? What if they have LIV golfers wear something that said LIV? Just because, I don't know why, like a little bit of segregation or something like that. But I was just curious to see how that was going to roll. I didn't mean it in like a bad way. I was just curious. Yeah. Because for people who don't know that, Louis Oosthuizen is in LIV. No one's going to know. Like, is there going to be a little symbol on their name, LIV golfer or something like that?
Maybe.
I'm just curious to see how that's going to be.
Yeah, that's I want to see like an interviewer like come up to Brooks Koepka about some like LIV LIV golf stuff. him just throw it back in their face.
Definitely. I mean, these guys are definitely going to get interviewed. Like, so what did you, do you think you made the right choice going to LIV and now coming back to play in the Masters against other PGA golfers? I'm just waiting for that question to get asked to someone. And I'm curious to see how they're going to, you know, react. Cause that's a legit question.
Right.
Definitely.
I also want to, we forgot to talk about, if you have any underdogs or any young guys that you actually want to take a look out that might do.
Yeah. No, I mean, all the guys that I said, so Zalatoris, Morikawa, and Jola, whatever. Yeah. They're all fairly young. So
yeah, I'm talking about guys like Sam Bennett.
Okay. You want to go young.
Like just out of college. Maybe still in college? Is he still in college?
Yes.
Yeah, they bring guys up, right? If they win, yes, whatever the tournament, I don't know what tournament it is, the US Amateur.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's always exciting to see, you know, that 21 or 22 year old on the course. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm a huge fan of Matt Fitzpatrick. I think he's awesome. He's 28. You know, he went to Northwestern from the UK. I think he's got a great swing. His rank's not pretty high right now, but I think he's going to have a good shot. I think he's going to come strong to the Masters.
No, I agree. I don't know why this one feels a little different than the rest of them. I don't know. It's a little weird.
Well, I tell you, it's because it's LIV versus the PGA. That's what it is. And basically, whoever wins the Masters, whichever player wins in whatever league that they're in, that's basically saying, okay, we're the top dog.
Yeah.
And if the PGA loses, that's awful for them. It's going to kill their league.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big Masters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
And then I want to get into, Golden Boy Tiger Woods a little bit. So he has really struggled, obviously
on and off the course,
especially driving. Somebody who keeps putting him behind the wheel?
A little too soon for that one.
Yeah, who keeps putting him behind the wheel, man? What's
probably his new girlfriend or whatever.
I would be surprised if he makes the cut.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? What was it? When did Phil Mickelson win it, or he made that really, really good run?
Yeah.
You know, it was the same thing. Everybody counted Phil out. Right. That's the great thing about golf is if you come on your game, you're good. And Tiger Woods has 82 PGA Tour wins. You know, that's not easy. He's gonna go down as the greatest golfer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm curious. I don't think he's going to win it, but I think he's going to have a good – I think he'll make it. Make the cut to day three. Day four. Cut? I think he'll make the cut.
He hasn't been playing a lot of golf, Trevor.
I think he'll make the cut. Why not? I'm rooting for Tiger.
I obviously have to root for him. I'm gonna pull out some Tiger stats. Just
got some stats for me. I love it
because I love it so much.
Yes, sir. Let me hear it.
Hold on, give me a second here. Give me a second. It's gotta be in here. Oh, here we go. So he has 24 appearances to the Masters, which is like one of the most ever.
Yeah.
So listen to this: 24 appearances, and he's made the cut 23 times.
So that's unreal.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I think he's going to make the cut.
And then his lowest round at the Masters was 65.
That's a dream. That's a dream for me.
That's nuts.
I mean, that's nuts.
Jupiter, Florida, man. All these golfers are from Jupiter, Florida. What's up with that?
Tiger Woods is from California. He lives in Jupiter.
That's what I'm saying. He lives in Jupiter.
Oh, my God. But he's from California. He went to Stanford.
I'm just saying. I'm looking at all these guys like Jupiter, Florida. Justin Thomas, Jupiter, Florida.
No, they're just trying to enjoy it before it goes under.
Sure.
But no, I mean, I think the Tiger's on the all eyes are on Tiger because it's the greatest golfer of all time, and he's back. This is his second tournament that he's played in.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a big one. I don't know how he got in, to be quite honest with you, but he's in.
All right. I want to get into, unless you want to cover anything else before we get into your favorite Masters moments.
No, I'm all good.
All right. I want to first talk about this. Is probably what I say is my yeah. It's probably my favorite. Is the 2017 Masters, Bubba Watson winning it.
Yes.
And I, to be honest, I'm not a huge Bubba fan. Like, I don't really like his attitude a whole lot.
He's a chotch.
Yeah, but that punch shot from the pine straw, like where he bends it around, and to make par. You know, that was one of the greatest master shots I've ever seen, if not the best.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that has to be my favorite Masters moment, or Tiger Woods high-fiving me when I went to the practice round. That was pretty cool too.
I hope you never wash that hand.
it's been a while.
There's a couple good moments in golf, especially the Masters, because the Masters, it's had so many beautiful moments.
Yeah.
I mean, every winner, you know, it happens for a reason, but this one I want to talk about, it wasn't a winner. It was Jordan Spieth, where he blew it in 2016. Mm. He had a quadruple bogey on 13, he was one. He totally botched it.
That was the worst.
He was in the driver's seat. He was four strokes above everyone. I mean, it was almost a gimme, but he just dropped it, man. And I was rooting for him. That was the year where I was like, I'm on the Jordan train. I really am. I'm all for Spieth. And then he just dropped it. And I felt let down. I felt let down.
He didn't just drop that. He dropped the next 2 years.
Yeah. And then he fell off the face of the earth. And it's kind of like, oh, man.
I know.
But I mean, the best, it's gotta be when Tiger in 2019.
That was, of course, that's a great moment too. But that,
I mean,
yeah,
that's probably my favorite because I remember it. I remember watching it. I remember the whole thing.
Definitely fresh in the mind.
Exactly. So that's mine. What about you, Chris? What's your favorite moments of the Masters?
I have so many. I like all the hole in ones. That's always fun, especially when the guys know they're not going to win, but they make the hole in one and it just makes the tournament so much better, you know, because it's something you'll never forget, you know, making a hole in one in the Masters.
Definitely.
I also like Jack Nicklaus throwing his hat into the crowd. That's also a special moment for me. If that was that 83?
Was that 80? No, 86 was the yes, sir.
I couldn't tell you.
His caddy.
He was wearing the yellow sweater.
Oh, that's the yes, sir, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jack Nicklaus, he's fantastic, too, up there. Woods are neck and neck.
Him, Tiger, and Arnold Palmer.
I mean, yeah.
Those are the three. That's the Mount Rushmore golf right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why I like the 2017 Masters so much. Bubba just bending these balls, like, everywhere, you know.
And again, Bubba, it was a similar Tiger, you know, story. Just Tiger returned to play, you know. Right. Bubba wasn't having a great year, but he somehow pulled off a Masters win.
Right.
And he was just dialed in. And it was a Cinderella story.
Yeah, definitely.
No, yeah, I agree.
All right, Trevor. On to our closing bell argument here, sadly.
Oh, no.
Unless you want to cover anything else, or you talk about just how amazing the Masters is and feel like for some reason you're part of the tournament.
I mean, I'm trying, I want to get on the Augusta committee, but they're all like the Rothschilds and Epstein, so I'm not going to get on there, unfortunately. Yeah. But I definitely, the Masters is at least, what am I talking about? It's the best tournament of the year. Aside from maybe like the waste management, but I love the Masters and it's on my bucket list to go to Augusta to watch the Masters and to eventually play around on Augusta. Yeah. It's truly a special time of the year. I mean, this is the pinnacle of golf and people need to understand that and people need to get excited for it, to be quite frank.
Man, it's just like, I don't know why, but like when I watch it and just like, you know, you just hear like Jim Nance's voice. You just feel like you're part of the tournament and like, it's a different feeling when you watch than any other. It's just, you get the green, it's spring, school's kind of getting almost over, you know, it's something I really, really enjoy. And
it's weird because, the Sunday falls on Easter, the final day. So that is going to be different. I hope you'll be able to watch some of it, but I mean, I'm ecstatic. I cannot wait.
Yeah. It's like I said earlier, like the beginning of the podcast, you know, it's not like the Super Bowl where they move venues to have, you know, the greatest tournament. It's like the same place every year.
Yep.
You know, the legacy of the Masters, and it's just, I love how inclusive, like exclusive it is. And sorry, I love it so much.
Yeah.
I'll be watching everything.
Yeah, me as well. Me as well.
Yeah. All right. Going to our closing bell argument. So Trevor, you're invited. You did the work. You know, you won a couple tournaments for the PGA, you know, maybe the PGA Championship. And you're invited to go to the Masters. All right. I don't know who you're partnering with, Nike, Adidas, you know, Titleist, whatever. What are you wearing when your first day out there? Now, you can go Sunday too outfit if you want.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be like Ian Poulter and wear some crazy whack ass, you know, whatever. I don't want that much. I just want to keep it simple. I think I'd wear, you know, day one, just maybe a khaki pant and like a light teal polo and a white hat. I'd go with TaylorMade. That's my company. I love the TaylorMade brand. So I'd go TaylorMade for the hat and the balls and blah, blah, blah. But for shirts and the pants, Nike. I like Nike stuff. I think it's nice. And then for Sunday, you got to go Sunday red.
Definitely.
Guy go Sunday.
Well, red. Actually, I wouldn't say that.
I'm going.
Tiger's thing.
But I wouldn't use the tiger red. I'd use more of like a cherry red, not like a velvet. Tiger does like a velvet maroony red. I'd do like a nice cherry red. I don't know why, but I'd do something like that. But I'd go white pants and white hat, not like how Tiger does black hat, black pants.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. What would you do, Chris?
So, my first day. I would do a funeral attire. Well, I wear black all the time on the golf course.
Yeah, that's a clean look.
So I would go black shirt, black pants, maybe like a. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess a Nike shirt.
I like Nike.
And then white shoes, but a black belt, and then a white hat.
Nice.
I think that would just look so cool.
Definitely.
With a, you know, obviously a Titleist hat I'd wear with that.
Yeah, you're a Titleist guy.
Yeah. Then Sunday, I would actually kind of go crazy a little bit. I would do like a patterned green shirt, white pants, white shoes, and a green hat.
True.
I kind of just to just almost blend in. As like one of the baddies almost. but yeah, I like the color scheme of the Masters, the, you know, the yellow. I'd probably have like, you know, some sort of yellow in there as well. If that's a belt or shoes or something. But I would just do the white and the green. That'd be cool.
No, I agree. I think it's just, I'm not a big, you know, even like when we golf, I don't like wearing anything flashy. If you just keep it simple. Now, if I could wear shorts, that'd be awesome, but the rules are rules. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. But Chris, last thing I want to talk about is if you're having a Masters dinner and go look up like a menu and like, what would you give? Like, this is something I've always thought.
Wait, okay. Can you explain? So am I eating?
So you won the Masters.
Wow.
And you want, it's your time. You get to pick the dinner menu for 2024. What would you have with every golf legend in the room? What would your appetizer be? Well, it's two main courses and a dessert beat.
Okay. Well, first course would be some.
We're gonna get appetizer.
Appetizer first. Yeah. Oh, geez. Man, this is tough, Trevor.
Do you want me to give you an example?
Go ahead, Trevor. If you have something, go ahead.
Well, I do. So, like for mine, appetizers would be like little cheeseburger sliders and some chicken tenders. For everyone, just keep it simple. Because again, I'm not a, you know, fancy food guy or whatever. Yeah. So I'd do it like that, and then, you know, I'd also do for the first entree, you could call it a nice Caesar salad. I think that's classy, but also a lot of people love a good Caesar salad, and I love a good Caesar salad. And I don't care what if they don't like it, they had to eat it. And then I'd give them, you know, a nice steak, a nice ribeye or whatever they want, whatever kind of cut.
Yeah.
And get them some, you know, a carb of their choice and a vegetable of their choice.
Yeah.
All right. And then for dessert, I really love what Scotty Scheffler did, a warm chocolate chip cookie skillet cake.
Oh, nice.
I think that'd be, I think it's classy enough. It'll melt in your mouth. But yeah, that's what I got.
All right. So for my appetizer, I'm going to go a lot of meat because I'm a meat guy. Well, not but just protein. So first I would have, it'd be like a turf and surf sort of deal. So I would have shrimp, you know, with cocktail sauce, even nice. That's grilled or just raw. Then after that, I would have a really nice salmon with a green with that for my second course. Then this is where everyone gets full. They have the porterhouse steak, maybe like a good broccoli. I like a good broccoli with steak. What do you think about that, Trevor?
I'm more of an asparagus guy, but broccoli is good with a steak.
Yeah, maybe some mashed potatoes or something with that.
Yeah, I mean, you could go like fries with a steak. You could go mashed potatoes with a steak. You could go a million different types of a potato. But so that's why I feel like I'd leave it up to them. But if I could narrow it down to like two, it'd be mashed potatoes or baked potato.
Yeah. Then a dessert, probably like a bourbon vanilla milkshake, maybe.
Ooh.
Like a boozy milkshake, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's I didn't think of anything like that.
Yeah, put a little cinnamon in there, vanilla extract. You know?
Yeah, put some and a nice bourbon in there.
Yes.
That's nice, Chris.
That'd be good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the nitrogen. Well, yeah.
Chris, I think this is going to be a good Masters.
Dude, 78th Masters, man. Coming soon.
80, man, the 80 is going to be in 2 years. That's nuts.
No, that's wow.
Well, I'm excited.
April 3rd, April 9th.
All right. Yes, sir. All starts Thursday.
I'm excited.
Me too.
All right, Trevor.
All right, Chris.
I think we covered everything. Oh, wait. We did. One thing.
Oh, okay.
If you were to say, put money out, there's a bet against me, who you got winning the whole thing?
Whole thing?
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler.
Yep.
That's too bad because I was going to say Scottie Scheffler, but I'm going to change my answer now. John Rahm, then. John Rahm.
John Rahm.
So unfortunately, not Brooks Koepka this year. It would be if he didn't play LIV golf, but.
So do you think that it's going to be a LIV player or a PGA player?
PGA player, but there's going to be a LIV golfer in the top five, I guarantee.
Absolutely. There's going to be a couple. A couple in the top 10.
All right.
It's going to be a good one.
It was good talking to you, and we'll have a couple more podcasts soon, hopefully.
Oh, we'll have to. We know this school's coming to an end, so we'll have some more time on our hands.
Definitely. All right, Trevor.
All right. I'll talk to you, Chris.
All right. See you.
Yep.